Blog Talk Radio.
Pentagon Feather Merchants, the phony war against ISIS, the feminist train wreck in the military, liberal fools and the trouble with Hillary. This is the Ray Starman Show. It's 11 o'clock a.m. in Los Angeles, California, and this is Ray Starman, the host of The Ray Starman Show. Got a great lineup for you today, an hour show titled Jihad Barry. I'm going to discuss President Obama's visit to a mosque a couple days ago in Baltimore that had ties to radical Islam, the president's obvious sympathies for Islam, and his continued reluctance to fight ISIS. We're also going to talk about the continued invasion of Europe from unvetted Muslim refugees. Millions of people are going to be pouring into Europe. We've already heard the stories of European women being molested, raped, robberies, murders taking place, all courtesy of these guests of Mrs. Merkel's that are pouring in mainly to Germany, also to northern European countries as well. In the beginnings, we're going to also discuss the beginnings of pushback from European nationals who see their culture and history being threatened not only by the refugees, but by the delusional Western leaders that are running their governments. And I'll also talk about the New Hampshire primary. There's a lot of stuff going on. I can just tell you one thing. I just saw a poll that Sanders is now even with Hillary across the country. Not ahead in he is ahead in New Hampshire by a lot. But he is now even with pantsuit lady across the country. And we'll also talk about the economy and Citibank's announcement today that the world economy is in a death spiral. And we'll be right back on the Ray Starman Show.
Hi, I'm William Devane. And right now, there's a serious discussion about who our next president will be, a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent. The future of our country is hanging in the balance, which is why, as a good American, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to vote, and I'm going to buy gold from Roslyn Capital. Buying gold from Roslyn helps protect me against runaway inflation and all that paper money being printed around the world by unstable governments. Whether you want new or old gold or premium collector coins, Roslyn has them all. And what you order is what you get. No gimmicks, no nonsense, no hassle. So do your part to protect your future. Vote and buy gold from Roslyn Capital. What's in your safe?
Call now and get a free gold kit, a free silver kit, and a free IRA transfer kit. Call 800-630-8900, 800-630-8900, 800-630-8900.
We're back on the Ray Starman Show. You know, maybe William Devane should run for president. He actually played a president. He played Jack Kennedy in the Emmy Award-winning show. It was actually a live broadcast for the Missiles of October. Probably one of the greatest TV dramas ever played on any network. It was on ABC Live, 1974. You can check it out on YouTube, or Google Video has it as well. It's very good. And if you weren't alive at that time, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, or weren't even alive in 1974 when the show was made, check it out if you're interested in modern U.S. history. And a man that is making modern U.S. history is President Obama. The United States of America has never had a president that is that sympathetic to Islam. Obama can try to hide it. He can say that he's just visiting mosques like George W. Bush did. But everybody knows that there's something just very strange about President Obama's sympathies towards Islam. So we have a couple days ago. He just doesn't visit a mosque. I guess there's about 1,200 mosques in the United States. He visits a mosque in Baltimore, Maryland, that has had past ties with radical Islam. The Islamic Society of Baltimore's former imam, basically, if you're not familiar with Islam, basically the preacher, the reverend, the priest, the rabbi of the mosque, the man that does the sermons. His ties not only the Muslim Brotherhood, but the Northern Virginia Mosque where the radical Anwar el Awlaki used to preach. The former imam in question is Muhammad Adam El Sheikh, who served at the Baltimore Mosque from 83 to 89 and 94 to 2003. Now, this is 13 years ago, but still. A member of the Muslim Brotherhood in Sudan, he had moved to the United States, received several law degrees. During his time at the mosque in Baltimore, El Sheikh was a regional director for the Islamic American Relief Agency, the International Parent Organization, which has been cited by the U.S. Treasury Department for connections to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. After 2003, he was the imam for the Dar el-Hira Islamic Center in Falls Church, Virginia, which is about 5 miles down the road from D.C. There he met Awlaki, and months earlier gave his fiery sermons before going on to be a top Al-Qaeda affiliate operative in Yemen. If you remember, Awlaki, who was a U.S. citizen, was killed by a U.S. drone strike in 2011. Now, as some other people have said, this was a while ago, but still there were some other Islamic leaders in the United States who were not too happy with the president's visit. Why would you do this if you're the president of the United States? What's in it for you, okay? What was the point? And I think the point is, and we'll talk about this in a little while, is the president is just obviously sympathetic to Islam. Maybe he's even sympathetic to radical Islam. I know he speaks out against it, but after he's prodded with a broom. And then you had White House spokesman and chronic liar Josh Earnest said Monday that Obama was visiting to celebrate the contributions Muslim Americans have made. Sure, there have been some contributions, but according, in Obama's mind, this whole country was just formed by Muslims. It's not a Judeo-Christian country. It's a multicultural country formed by Muslims. When does the president ever speak of the contributions of our founding fathers? How about the Tejanos, the Hispanics who fought with the Texans at the Alamo, the Chinese who built the Transcontinental Railroad, the Tuskegee Airmen in World War II, or the bravery of minorities who served in Vietnam? It goes on and on. And I want to play some clips here of the president in the past. And it's a sort of a montage of some of the comments that he's made praising Islam, and you have to just wonder what is this guy thinking most of the time.
We are no longer a Christian nation.
We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation.
The United States has been enriched by Muslim Americans since our founding. American Muslims have enriched the United States. Islam has always been a part of America's story. There is a mosque in every state in our union and over 1,200 mosques within our borders.
One of the points I want to make is that if you actually took the number of Muslims, Americans, we'd be one of the largest Muslim countries in the world.
Let there be no doubt, Islam is a part of America. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim majority country. No, because I am one of them. But my father came from a Kenyan family that includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I spent several years in Indonesia and heard the call of the azan at the break of dawn. But I have known Islam on three continents before coming to the region where it was first revealed. That experience guides my conviction.
You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith.
We will convey our deep appreciation for the Islamic faith, which has done so much over the centuries to shake the world.
I would like to speak directly to the people and leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran, their great and celebrated culture. Over many centuries, your art, your music, literature, and innovation have made the world a better and more beautiful place. We know that you are a great civilization, and your accomplishments have earned the respect of the United States and the world. I also know civilization's debt to Islam. It was Islam at places like Uluzar that carried the light of learning through so many centuries, paving the way for Europe's Renaissance and Enlightenment. It was innovation in Muslim communities that developed the order of algebra. Islamic culture has given us majestic arches and soaring spires, timeless poetry and cherished music.
All right, I can't take any more of that. Is that a president of the United States? He sounds like he's some two-bit leader of a three-bit African nation speaking at the UN, trying to get more money for his country from UNESCO. Who is this guy? This is the president of the United States. Let's talk about it. Let's take a break. While I was speaking, I was taking notes on some of the better comments that he made. America is no longer a Christian nation. It's a Muslim nation. Is that true? Really, Mr. President? I think you need to check your statistics out. The last time I looked, America was primarily a Judeo-Christian nation and primarily a Protestant nation. And then he talks about how Islam is part of America's story. Oh, absolutely. Who can forget Thomas L. Jefferson or George L. Habibi Washington? Not to forget John Safwan Adams. Of course, Abraham Lincoln L. Baghdadi. Robert E. Lee, Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're all an important part. It's such an important part of the foundation of America. You know, I mean, where is this guy talking about? Okay, yes, there's been some Muslim immigrants that have moved here in the last since 1965, and Kennedy opened the floodgates of America to every third world immigrant who wanted to come here. And yes, there have been some Muslim immigrants that have done some things for the country. But Obama talks about, like, these guys were here at the Founding Fathers. The Founding Fathers were from Saudi Arabia. They were from Jordan. I mean, they were from Libya. No, Mr. President, the Founding Fathers were from the current-day United Kingdom. England, Wales, Scotland. Northern Ireland in general. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Let's see what other crap that he was putting out there. Civilization owes a debt to Islam. Really? Western civilization owes a debt to Islam? I think the world owes a debt to Western civilization and Christianity. It's just more multicultural, leftist, imbecile garbage being spouted. And a lot of people believe this stuff because they don't know anything. Because these young people, they don't know anything. They don't read. They don't do anything. They sit there and look at social media garbage all day long and find out how many likes they have on Facebook. He also said that Islam exported the Renaissance. Really? It wasn't. The Renaissance had nothing to do with Christianity. Nothing. It was all based on Islam. Well, if the Renaissance was based on Islam, we'd still be dragging a camel through the Vatican with a bunch of breaking rocks there. And then here's my favorite. When he's praising Iran, there are many accomplishments recently. Yes, like supporting Hezbollah, buying weapons from every crackpot dictatorship on the planet so they can eventually use their weapons and their eventual nuclear bomb that they're making to try to obliterate Israel. Give me a break. Yes, Iran has a ancient culture, but the mullahs that are running Iran, they don't care about that. They're using their sick religion, warped version of Islam to keep the population down. That's what they're doing. It's just unbelievable. That's why I call him Jihad Barry. What else can you call him? Have you ever seen a president of the United States act like this guy? Then Josh Earnest continued at the press conference. He had this like grin on his face too, like he, you know, like I can't believe I've got to sit up here and defend this this guy. It was an opportunity at the mosque for the president to talk about the role of faith that plays in his own life. Yeah, what faith would that be exactly, Mr. President? Why don't you just admit that you're a Muslim? Just admit it. And then, you know, you get back to this guy, El-Sheikh, the former imam at the Islamic Center of Baltimore, whatever it's called. He told the Washington Post in August 2003. This is when he was the imam in Falls Church, that Islamic law does not allow suicide bombings. Mm-hmm. But if certain Muslims are to be cornered where they cannot defend themselves except through these kinds of means, and their local religious leaders issue fatwas to permit that, then it's okay. It's all right then. Yeah, let's go visit this mosque where this guy used to preach. Why not? Why not? Why would Obama want to visit this mosque at a time when radical Islamic terrorists are wreaking havoc across the globe? Why indeed? It's unbelievable. And how about that? And Obama, besides praising Islam, he never misses an opportunity to bash Christianity. Here's what he said about Christianity once. We get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place. Remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. Unbelievable. And when has the president spoken recently in 2015, the most violent and deadly year for Christians in the last 1,000 years? When does he speak of that? Jihad Barry, he can't say radical Islam. He refused to call the San Bernardino attacks Islamic terrorism until the FBI basically cornered him and told him that the shooters, Mr. and Mrs. Jihad, weren't exactly related to people who came over here on the Mayflower. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. This guy's not going to fight Islam because he sympathizes with it. Any form of Islam. He doesn't want to destroy ISIS. He's had the opportunity. I love liberals. We've launched 10,000 air sorties against them. Yeah, but you do the math, 15 a day, 3/4 are called back. That means what? You know, 4 of them are out there, 5 air sorties. Ooh, we're so powerful. Our gender-neutral military is so powerful. The air campaign is a farce on a good day and a bloody shambles the rest of the time. The same week that the country is mourning the victims of the San Bernardino shooting, Obama is telling the country that he can't wait to bring in thousands of unvetted Muslim refugees. You know, the same people from Syria and the rest of the Middle East that are murdering, thieving, raping, and molesting their way across Europe right now. We have a president who is sympathetic towards Islam. We have a president who blames Christianity for the world's woes, past and present. We have a president who thinks America is just another country on the block, like third world paradises of Somalia and Chad and Iran and any other dump you can think of from the third world. I swear to God, every time the guy talks, I think he's the leader of some garbage country from Africa trying to get more money, maybe some more grain for his country in the middle of Africa. He doesn't act like the president of the United States. Obama is just like other liberal imbeciles. He believes that America and the West can only be strengthened by hordes of unvetted Muslim migrants storming our shores in the name of multiculturalism. You know what the funny thing is that as much of a issue as the illegals are from Mexico, They have a cultural, historic tie with the United States, and they're not terrorists. That's why it takes Americans a long time to really get upset about it, okay? Yes, no country has the right to just flood the United States with just an unlimited amount of people that are undocumented and illegal. But at the end of the day, the average Mexican guy that's coming here, he's not a terrorist. He's just here to maybe paint a house. But Obama puts it all in the same group together. He's a spokesman for a whole generation of liberals and do-gooders who think that placating radical Islam and the bad guys are going to see the light, and they're all going to be singing Amazing Grace with Pat Robertson on the 700 Club. What Obama and these other liberal fools refuse to see is that the West and radical Islam, we are heading for a clash of civilizations that has been in the making for a millennium. And this is only going to end one way. If you check the news, the last week, a lot of these guys that are in charge of these European countries' military, like the guy who was the general in charge of the Norwegian military, some other leaders have said that this is coming. It's coming to a fight between the native Europeans and these Muslims they're letting in. That's what's going to happen. While some Muslims want peace, many do not. Many are happy to sit on the sidelines and reluctantly accept the violence perpetuated in the religion's name. In some ways, it's similar to the Germans in World War II. Sure, some of them didn't like Hitler. Very few would speak out because there weren't very many Klaus von Stauffenbergs. Even if people didn't like it, they just shut up and sat on the sideline. And others accepted the violence, Hitler, and then a lot of people supported it. And how did that end? We destroyed Nazi Germany. In a lot of ways, we destroyed the Germans. One of the reasons they're having so many problems today is we destroyed their will to fight, perhaps too much. You know, you'd think that the President of the United States just might be on the side of those fighting radical Islam. Maybe that's too much to ask. That event a couple days ago at the Baltimore Mosque was just another sad chapter in the tenure of President Barack Obama. And we'll be right back on the Ray Starman Show. On the Ray Starman Show. We've got about 36 minutes left on this hour broadcast today. It's Friday in sunny Southern California. It's warming up here. The question is, when's the next El Nino storm coming? Europe is falling apart. And segueing from what I was just talking about, our beloved El Presidente Jihad Berry, Europe has the same problem America does. They're being led by these multicultural fantasy land viewers who think that by flooding Europe with millions of these Muslims, they're somehow doing good. And it's really outrageous what's happening. It's not only are these people coming here that are unvetted or coming to Europe, they're unvetted. They don't know who the heck they are. In fact, there was a story that the Agence France-Presse, AFP, broke yesterday that the leader of the Paris attack had snuck into Europe with a group of 90 refugees, with other refugees. Some of them were innocent, but the leader of the Paris attacks, these other people. And then when Europeans try to protest or voice against it. The Germans, like with Merkel, you know, they want to arrest you because you're speaking up against it. Okay, but and Merkel has also met with Facebook because you know, God help you if you're a German and you make a comment on Facebook about these Muslims. You know, you're just supposed to accept it. You're supposed to accept that your whole society, your whole culture, your whole history is going to be turned 180 because of a bunch of idiots that are running your government. And they're trying this stuff here. They're trying to send some of these refugees to Montana. And just a word of warning to any Muslim refugees out there: we ain't Europe. We are not a bunch of socialist zombies that are going to do whatever the government tells us. We're individualists and we're well armed. So just bear that in mind. Because if you think you're going to pull the same garbage that you pulled in Cologne, where you molested and raped hundreds of women in a train station, well, why don't you just try that in Montana? Why don't you try that in Texas or the South and see what happens to you? Just a word of warning to all these Muslim refugees that the U.S. government wants to send here. Let's take a look at some of these headlines out of Europe. Is the European migrant crisis leading to war? You know, there's been, like I said before, the station break. There's been a number of stories this week where these top military leaders from NATO, places like Norway, Germany, have said that you know, this is heading. This is, if this keeps up with these millions of European or Muslims storming into Europe, that's only gonna, it's only gonna go one way. They don't want to assimilate. Okay, we're not gonna. The Europeans are they gonna turn the whole country into a no-go zone? Can't go to Bavaria anymore because it's ruled by Alibaba now. You know, they have these places in Brussels that are Paris are these no-go zones. You know, 2 miles that are basically fenced off. These Muslims live, and they, you know, they're under Sharia law. They're not even part of the Belgian French Constitution. It's coming down to. I really do believe that if this is not stopped, there's going to be a massive civil war in Europe. Courtesy of liberal, stupid people that are running these governments. And Merkel's not a liberal. She's a conservative. She's from the CDU, Christian Democratic Union. She's supposed to be a version of a Republican in Germany. She's heavily responsible for all this. Your daughter's been raped, molested by these Muslim scumbags in Europe. Just blame Angela Merkel. Here's one. TV reporter is sexually assaulted live on air as she reports on how migrant New Year rapes are overshadowing the Cologne Carnival. Right on there. Right on there. You can see it. Check it out. Let's see what else we have. Code 291, Swedish police cover up thousands of crimes involving refugees. It's the same thing going on in Germany. It's a big cover-up, but they can't cover it up too much because of social media. These idiots that are in the police forces and the government, what do they think, they're going to stop it? They're going to stop people from filming it, from putting it on the internet? Sweden, ISIS flag and pray to Allah threat painted on school wall. And now back to the United States. Nancy Pelosi invokes the Prophet Muhammad at National Prayer Breakfast because, as Obama said, we're a Muslim country now. We're not a Judeo-Christian country. Before reading from the Gospel of John, Pelosi talked about the similarity of Islam, Judaism, Christianity. Really? There's similarities? Islam has been destroyed by these radical nuts. And until these radical nuts are destroyed themselves, Islam will not be nothing other than the flag bearer of terror and violence and murder. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And if you think anything's going to get better if President Hillary is elected or Comrade Sanders? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's just... It can only end in one way with these Muslim refugees in Europe, and that's war. Unless they're all just carted off and sent back home, okay? They're not going to blend in, okay? Most of 99% of them aren't going to blend in. Here's one. Refugees go clubbing in Russia, harass girls, wake up in hospital the next morning. That's what I was talking about before, is that these migrants or these refugees that have been groping women, now they're starting to find themselves the subject of being attacked. And it, you know, and the liberals are, my God, all they're terrible. These people, guys in Sweden and Russia and Germany, they're bikers, they're attacking these refugees. Yeah, because the refugees are murdering, thieving, raping, molesting their way through Europe. So basically nothing has changed. It's still the same old fight between Christianity and Islam. It goes on and on and on. And we'll be right back on the Ray Starman Show. We're going to get off the subject of Islam and talk about politics and the economy. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm William Devane. And right now, there's a serious discussion about who our next president will be, a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent. The future of our country is hanging in the balance, which is why, as a good American, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to vote, and I'm going to buy gold from Roslyn Capital. Buying gold from Roslyn helps protect me against runaway inflation and all that paper money being printed around the world by unstable governments. Whether you want new or old gold or premium collector coins, Roslyn has them all. And what you order is what you get. No gimmicks, no nonsense, no hassle. So do your part to protect your future. Vote and buy gold from Roslyn Capital. What's in your safe?
Call now and get a free gold kit, a free silver kit, and a free IRA transfer kit. Call 800-630-8900, 800-630-8900, 800-630-8900.
We're back on the Ray Starman Show. We've got about 28 minutes left. Talking about the election 2016, things are really heating up this week on both sides of the strata. Democrats and Republicans. And let's talk about the Democrats first before we head into the Republican camp. And my my favorite candidate out of all of them, not that I'd vote for him, but you know, there's just so much material there, is Comrade Bernie Sanders. All right, well, enough of the From Russia With Love music. I love playing that From Russia With Love music before I talk about Bernie, because, folks, think about what's going on in the United States right now. There is a latest poll. I'm going to dig this thing up right now because I just caught this on the internet about it before I went on the air about an hour ago from a Quinnipiac poll. Sanders is nearly tied with Clinton nationwide, not just talking about one state or another, across the country. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall in the room when they gave that information to Hillary? Think about that. The poll released Friday finds Clinton leading the race with 44% support, compared to 42% Sanders. He's closing the gap. I mean, they had a poll in December, a month and a half ago, at the end of December. Sanders was down 30 points. He's now down about a 1 or 2 points, because you take the air gap there, and it's a dead heat. It is a dead heat. Unbelievable. And let's think about that. Think about the sad state of the liberal populace in the United States, that half of this country that's liberal, they like Bernie Sanders. They like what he's saying. The man is the reincarnation of V.I. Lenin. He's the reincarnation of Leon Trotsky. He's the reincarnation of Joseph Stalin. He's the reincarnation of Eric Conick or Eric Mielke, Daniel Ortega. He is a socialist / communist, and half of the Democrats out there like the guy. Well, he seems like a nice guy. When has socialism ever worked? It sounds great to an uneducated young populace. Hey, like, Bernie's going to give me some free college. Isn't that cool? Everything is going to be free. Free cars, free health care. Thank you, Bernie. It's unbelievable. And I've got a clip courtesy of Fox News and Waters, when he went around interviewing some, I call it stupid Sanders supporters, but it speaks volumes about the current state of some of these Sanders supporters. I'm going to play this for you right now, folks.
Bernie Sanders says he is a democratic socialist. Do you know what that means?
Bernie Sanders probably has my vote.
My personal choice about why I'm voting for Bernie Sanders is because I believe that he represents me.
You look like a Sanders supporter.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I am Colonel Sanders.
Is Bernie your type?
No.
A politician?
Oh, I see. We're getting acquainted.
Instead of having a body of government who dictates what everybody else is doing, it gives kind of the power back to the people.
That's the opposite of socialism.
Is it really?
You're putting me on.
So you want to make the rich less rich?
Sure, yeah. Equality?
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
Has a poor person ever offered you a job?
They have not.
This is where I live, little man.
Do you think socialism works?
I think socialism very well could work for us.
How does raising taxes on the rich help the middle class?
Never mind.
Do you have any idea what a democratic socialist is?
Obama.
Are you a democratic socialist?
I'm lean more towards socialism than democracy.
Bernie Sanders wants to raise taxes. What do you think about that? No? Not a good idea?
Wait, I don't want to be like one of your pinheads.
Too late.
Do you think socialism is good for America?
Yes, absolutely.
It wasn't very good for Greece, though, was it?
Let me think for a minute.
Do you support Bernie Sanders' tax plan?
I don't really know what Bernie Sanders' tax plan is right now.
Do you think Bernie Sanders has a plan to defeat ISIS? What do you think Bernie's plan is to stop illegal immigration? So you like Bernie Sanders, you just don't know what any of his plans are.
That just happened.
How does raising taxes on the wealthy help the middle class?
Because there will be a bigger middle class.
But Obama already raised taxes on the wealthy and the middle class is shrinking.
I guess one of us got confused.
Bernie Sanders supports Planned Parenthood. Do you?
Absolutely.
So you're okay with them harvesting organs?
That is not what is happening.
What was happening?
I'm not 100% sure.
Here's a single.
Thank you.
I just redistributed the wealth right there.
Oh, thank you.
No, you're
so
welcome.
Much. Doing your part.
Do you like capitalism?
No.
A dollar came from capitalism. See how that trickled down to you?
Can we stop doing this thing here?
We have a horrible government. We're bankrupt to the point where we owe every single country in the world money.
If we're bankrupt, Bernie Sanders wants to spend more money. How's that going to help us get out of bankruptcy?
No matter which way you look at it, you have to spend money to make money.
Is that how you get out of credit card debt? Is Bernie Sanders fighting a war on women?
I don't think he's fighting a war against women.
Then why is he trying to keep Hillary out of the White House?
Hey, Hillary's a little bit on the Wall Street side for me.
Do you trust Hillary?
No.
Neither does the FBI.
My personal emails are my personal business, right?
What do you think about Hillary Clinton?
But if just inviting Bill Clinton back into the White House, then I'm not ready for that. Not at all.
Neither are the interns.
Well, some great comments that people were making there. I like the girl who said, you know, I don't really like democracy. Yeah, I don't like democracy either. You know, let's bring back socialism. Let's bring socialism from Sweden, or maybe even just some hardline communism like East Germany had the United States. These idiots says, I don't like capitalism. They've never even been to a communist country. Well, I've been to a communist country, okay? I've been to East Germany. I've been to East Germany several times when the wall was up and after the wall came down. And it was literally like right out of a version of the spy who came in for the cold. It was gray. It was always raining there. It was dour. They had these speakers on these buildings where the government could make broadcasts to the people. It was everything you've seen in the spy who came in from the cold, and they never had enough money there. I remember seeing a bread line where people were waiting in a bread line to get their one loaf from the bakery, and you know, that's what you can expect. But people don't understand anything about socialism, and it gets even more radical than that. You have secret police. That's you know, where does it go? Where does it go? This idea of that everybody's going to be equal and all this money is going to be evenly distributed. Well, it doesn't work that way because human nature doesn't work that way. Okay, they tried that in Russia in 1917 after the Bolshevik Revolution. Oh, everybody was going to be equal. It's going to be this utopia and stuff like that. All it did was you just had a small group of people that ran the country, and everybody else lived in misery. But that's what Bernie Sanders wants. He likes those ideas. He wants to bring this to the United States. The guy's a Marxist, and half the liberal idiots in this country think this guy's cool. He is an avowed socialist. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. And we'll be right back on the Ray Starman Show. Starman Show, which is brought to you by Steve Barton's News Alert, the total link site for the news and information junkie, libertarianism, property rights, government corruption, pension meltdowns, the housing crash, Obama, Chicago Democrat machine, gun control monopolists, and the Ron Paul revolution. That's Steve Barton's News Alert and alert.blogspot.com. We're back on the Ray Starman Show. And as I was talking about Bernie Sanders, Sanders is still up by a huge margin in New Hampshire, and there's no way that Madame Secretary is going to catch him. And maybe she's not going to catch him in the rest of the country either. They talk about like all the rest of Super Tuesday, South Carolina was a lock. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not because Hillary is one of the most undisliked politicians in the history of this republic. It's not a democracy, folks. It's a republic. The latest Real Clear Politics poll has got Sanders at 55.3% in New Hampshire and Clinton at 37.7%. Okay. They do show that Clinton's still way out ahead in South Carolina, but who knows? Maybe she will win South Carolina. And I think that Sanders won in Iowa. I mean, the Des Moines Register, there's another article this morning on the Hill that the Des Moines Register and is calling for a recount, along with Bernie Sanders, is calling for a recount in Iowa. There was just absolute chaos at the polls, and then Hillary supposedly wins the Iowa caucus because of 6 coin tosses. We're supposed to believe that. We're really supposed to believe that. But it doesn't really matter because she feels like that she's owed the presidency. She is owed the presidency. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens because I'm absolutely convinced that the FBI is going to recommend that she is indicted. And what is the Justice Department going to do then? Maybe Congress, if they don't indict her, it's possible that Congress can basically shut down the Justice Department's funding. Now, that would be interesting. That would be very interesting if they just try to do that. But she just struts around and like, you know, that she has no worries in the world. But behind the scenes, they are worried. The Clinton camp is worried. They do know that this is serious. And I love the little hit piece that NBC News tried to throw on there yesterday that, oh, you know, Colin Powell had classified information on sending that too. Colin Powell was sending classified email. Yeah, let's hit Colin Powell. Yeah, let's hit him. Give him a real rabbit punch because you know, just make it look like everybody's been sending classified email out on, you know. Did Colin Powell have a server that was hidden in the bathroom closet of some computer company in Boulder, Colorado, run by a couple pot-smoking hipsters? Did he? Did Colin Powell send thousands and thousands and thousands of classified emails out to people? Did Colin Powell have a staff of people that were deleting the classifications off the top and the bottom of the page and then sending the emails out? Did he? Did Colin Powell, did he have a foundation where he was getting bribes and donations, and that's the reason that the server was hidden in the bathroom closet because it was a cover-up for crimes? I don't think so. Colin Powell's an honorable man. He made some mistakes in the past. Hillary Clinton is not an honorable person. She's a liar, and she is a crook. And we're going to find out what the FBI recommendation is quickly on this. It's coming. It's coming in the next few months, and it's going to be very interesting. Okay, my bets are that their FBI recommends that she's indicted. The Justice Department and the Obama administration will have none of it. They're going to try to let her skate. The FBI is going to raise a fit, and it's going to be a scandal. And Joe Biden, who's sitting on deck right now, swinging his bat, is probably going to be stepping in. And then that will be very interesting. It will be very interesting to see what happens then. And then the question is, you know, if it is Biden, okay, who is he going to take on the Republican side? There is a lot of fireworks going on in the GOP side today. A lot of fireworks. You have the Cruz camp and the Trump camp that are at each other's throats. And, you know, the whole idea with Cruz is not a well-liked guy anyway, okay? He's not a well-liked guy in the Senate. People look at him, he's a little bit snide, kind of arrogant, a little bit, you know, there's been these Goldman Sachs donations. His wife is possibly with, you know, what was she doing there at Goldman Sachs? Is anything involving Goldman Sachs anyway? Okay. And you have the whole story where the Cruz camp was basically starting the rumor that the Carson campaign – Carson had folded. They got on the phones. You think about it. You've got about 1,500 precincts in Iowa. What if there's three people switch their vote, didn't vote for Dr. Carson, voted for Cruz instead? That's 4,500 votes. That's enough to give Cruz the edge over Trump. And Trump's right to call for a recall. Okay, Cruz is a little bit dirty. You know, Trump screwed up. Trump screwed up big time. Why not go into that debate? I can tell you exactly what happened. These people in Iowa, they walked in to these caucus places, and they thought, you know, should I vote for the showboat? And then they heard that, you know, that Carson dropped out. Well, I guess it's Cruz. It's Cruz now. It's dirty politics. Carson is a polite guy, but even he was upset by it. He was very upset by it. And let's check out the latest polls here from Real Clear Politics in New Hampshire on the GOP side. Trump is still blazing away at 31.1%. And now, who is in second place? The establishment man of the hour, Marco Rubio. The establishment all along wanted Jeb Bush. They wanted a Bush-Clinton election where Hillary would take it, and then that would be it. Because Hillary is in the pocket of the New World Order, the bankers, the military-industrial class. She is in the pocket of everyone and everything. She is one of the most corrupt politicians to ever grace the senatorial floor, the office of the Secretary of State, and to run for president. Is she more corrupt than Bill? I don't know. It's a toss-up. Your guess is as good as mine. So Rubio is now being pushed big time. You know, the guy who finishes third of Iowa, you would have thought that he was elected president. Okay, he's out there making a speech. He's got his cheerleader wife with him, the four kids. He's being pushed as the second coming of everything for the Republican Party because the establishment's man, Jeb Bush, is done. Jeb Bush is done. Everybody knows Jeb Bush is done except Jeb and Jeb's parents. Jeb is like the guy who doesn't want to go to Harvard anymore, but his parents will be like, my God, man, you know what I'm paying a year for you to attend Harvard? You've got to get back there and study, old boy. Yeah. Why am I doing my Thurston Howell the Third voice? But it sort of fits for Jeb Bush. It really does. And, you know, Jeb Bush is finished. He might – right now, let's take a look. What is he doing in New Hampshire? Jeb Bush is at 9.7% in New Hampshire. Jeb Bush is 5. Cruz is in third place at 11.7% as of this morning. Kasich, 11.1%. Bush, 9.7%. How's this going to turn out? Trump is going to take New Hampshire. I think Rubio will finish second. But apparently from the Rubio camp, that's their strategy. Iowa third, New Hampshire second, South Carolina first. Excuse me. I don't think Rubio is going to win South Carolina. But the establishment wants him. Now they can rally behind somebody. So the National Review, maybe they're going to publish 22 articles next week about why Rubio is the man. They published 22 articles a few weeks ago why Trump was horrible. Okay, Trump is not a genuine conservative. He's a populist. So what? He can still win. You want Hillary Clinton as the president? You better. You know, the GOP, what are they going to do? They finally found Rubio. What were they going to do, roll out Mitt Romney? Paging Mr. Romney, pick up the red phone in the club locker room, please. Mr. Mitt Romney to the club phone. But now they've got Rubio, and that's why the big push is for Rubio. The establishment does not want Donald Trump as the president of the United States because he's uncontrollable, because he has billions. The man is worth $4 billion. They want somebody they can control. Folks, there's been a pattern here. It's November 22nd, 1963. The United States lost their last real president. Except there were elements of Reagan, too. That was uncontrollable. But for the most part, the most recent presidents, and for most of the presidents since 1963, have been in control. The bankers have been in control of them. The military industrials have been in control of them. The New World Order, they do whatever these people want. Trump is a threat to the establishment. That's why they're pushing Marco Rubio. Because Cruz, they know, you're saying, well, why? What about Cruz? Cruz is not marketable across the country. He's looked at as a Texas libertarian evangelical and a phony one sometimes at that. Cruz really can't win. He can't get too many votes north of the Mason-Dixon line. So they need somebody else. Enter Marco Rubio. The 12-year-old soccer player looks like he's selling magazine subscriptions. That's who they want. That's who they want. We come back on the Ray Starman Show, the last segment. We're going to talk about the economy and the Citibank article. And we'll hopefully get into the latest move by Congressman Duncan Hunter to push forward this whole idea of women being drafted into the military. And we will be right back on the Ray Starman Show. Falling apart, the world economy is on the precipice, folks. It's 5 more minutes left on the Ray Starman Show. It's 11:55 here in Southern California. And CNBC, of all people, publishing an article this morning from based on analysis from Citibank people. CNBC always is very bullish. Okay, the market could be in a death throes, and CNBC would be telling their viewers to get in there and buy, 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 buy. Yes, it is bye-bye-bye this time. It's coming. It's coming. The global, I'm going to read a little bit of this article from CNBC. The global economy seems trapped in a death spiral that could lead to further weakness in oil prices, recession and a serious equity bear market, Citi strategists have warned. Some analysts, including those at Citi, have turned bearish on the world economy this year. You think? Following an equity rout in January and weaker economic data out of China and the U.S., the world appears to be trapped in a circular reference death spiral. Stronger U.S. dollar, weaker oil commodity prices, weaker world trade, petrodollar liquidity, weaker EM and global growth, and repeat, ad infinitum, this would lead to oilmageddon, a significant and synchronized global recession, and a proper modern-day equity bear market. The death spiral is in nobody's interest, you think? Like, the mainstream media is finally figured out what people like David Stockman and Gerald Celente and Wayne Rogers and Jimmy Rogers have been saying for years now, that since 2008, if you thought 2008's drop was bad, the next one is going to be 15 million times worse. It is the final catastrophic death knell on a economic fraudulent house of cards. You know, I was watching the Bernie Madoff made-for-TV movie last night. I thought it was pretty good. Some people didn't like it. I thought it was good. Dreyfus was great as Madoff. And he made this great line. Madoff said, "I was the Ponzi scheme inside the giant Ponzi scheme." And while Madoff, of course, admitted that he was a crook, he was also trying to tell the world that the whole financial world is run by crooks. The whole thing is a Ponzi scheme. Why do you think you go to the bank and it's 0% interest on your savings account? The banks can't raise the interest rates without coming apart and collapsing because they're taking the other side of the swap trades. They can't raise interest rates or they go under. So we're supposed to sit here for the rest of our lives and get no interest on a savings account. You can't get a CD. You can't get anything. It's all a fraudulent house of cards. And I am not really an economic analyst. It's not my main strongest point, but I know enough about it to tell you that it is about to come down. Check out, you know, Google Gerald Celente. Check out David Stockman's website. There's some very good stuff on there. It's all coming down. And the last thing, just to quickly check out, I'll talk about this more next time on the Ray Starman Show. Congressman Duncan Hunter has had enough of Ray Mabus and Ash Carter's push for women in combat. And he's now bringing to the forefront the Draft Our Daughters Act to get the attention of the slumbering American people that do they really want your daughter drafted into the U.S. military to fight in the combat arms and special operations forces. And I will talk about that next time on the Ray Starman Show in detail, among other current events of the day. And thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next time, and have a great day and a great weekend. Bye-bye.